When a 3.5-foot-long, 6-inch-wide package landed on my doorstep one afternoon, I didn't think much of it. I hadn't ordered anything that fit those proportions, but Nathan regularly has packages shipped to the house instead of the church. When I took the box inside, though, I realized that the package wasn't for the church after all. The return label read, David C. Vernon, Century Farm Orchards, Reidsville, North Carolina. Still, this didn't surprise me either. Nathan also regularly orders from seed and plant catalogs. When we bought our home a few years ago, the land around it was largely uncultivated, a blank canvas for his imagination. Within weeks, he'd begun planting hedgerows, berry bushes, an asparagus bed. He even ripped out the holly bushes in the front yard, because I don't like holly bushes, and replaced them with a garden of ornamentals. Daffodils, bleeding hearts, a butterfly bush, boxwoods, and hydrangea. Within a few hours, Nathan came home and his eyes lit up as soon as he saw the box.
Oh, good, they're here.
They? Too excited to bother answering me, he lifted the box onto the kitchen table and grabbed his penknife from his back pocket. A few quick slits and the box sprang open. He reached in and rustled through the paper and plastic packaging. Then he removed what I could only assume were 5 dead sticks. His face beamed.
These are the apple trees I ordered.
I leaned in for a closer look. The trees were just slips, thin as my pinky finger, about 3 feet long and bare-rooted. They looked more like the beginning of a wicker basket than the beginning of an orchard. I looked at Nathan, back at the sticks, and then back to Nathan. Those are trees?
What else would they be? I'm going to plant them along the southern edge of the garden, along the property line.
He began laying them out on the table, reading the white handwritten tag attached to each one.
Johnson Keeper, William's favorite. Esopus Spitzenberg. This was one of Thomas Jefferson's favorite. Yellow June and Mary Read.
He looked up at me like a puppy that had just dropped a ball at my feet.
They're heirloom varieties. They're from this orchard in North Carolina that specializes in old southern apples.
He fingered the one labeled Yellow June.
I got this one because it's a good pollinator. And this one, the Johnson Keeper, ripens late in October and is supposed to store well through the winter.
He continued to tell me his plans for these sticks, how they'd come into fruit at different points of the season, how he'd protect them from deer and rodents, how he wanted to preserve local agricultural heritage. Only half listening, I peered over the edge of the box and saw a white piece of paper shoved to one corner. It was the invoice. I pulled it out and flattened it. Sure enough, there they were, each stick carefully inventoried and priced at $25 a pop. To be fair, Nathan's interest in heirloom apples is more than an indulgence. He's always wanted to grow fruit trees, and by selecting heirloom varieties, he is doubling his efforts. Not only is he cultivating usable fruit, he's become part of a broader conservation movement. As food production moved from backyards and family farms to large-scale industrial enterprises, particular apples were cultivated for their resistance to disease and long shelf life. This increased corporate efficiency, but